With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When novelist Salman Rushdie went into hiding to escape the Ayatollah Khomeini's Islamic death sentence, Rushdie's then-wife, American writer Marianne Wiggins, went underground too. The death threat happened a day after the pub date of Wiggins' novel, John Dollar.
I had a bad shake in the publishing history in England because the book was published on February 13th, and the next day the Ayatollah's Valentine arrived at the household. So I never had a chance, really, to be reviewed fairly.
Wiggins' novel was overshadowed by the enormous controversy involving her husband.
The reviews in England, although it was reviewed very well, each review included not a picture of me, but a picture of my husband.
Because of fears for their safety, planned U.S. book tours for Marianne Wiggins and Salman Rushdie were canceled, and the ordeal of living in hiding with Rushdie became too much for Wiggins.
The situation under which he is living is his brief. It's not mine.
So Wiggins left Rushdie to resume her own career.
Since this very difficult and painful decision to lead a separate life, I've been able to come here to celebrate my own work.
Harper Perennial has republished in paperback Marianne Wiggins' second short story collection, Bet They'll Miss Us When We're Gone, and her novel John Dollar, the story of some shipwrecked English schoolgirls, a breakdown of order and of religion gone astray. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. An Islamic death sentence still hangs over the head of novelist Salman Rushdie. In 1989, Rushdie went into hiding with his then-wife, Marianne Wiggins, also a writer.
I'm not a British subject. I'm an American citizen. I was never threatened. I was not under threat. It's a credit to the British government that permitted me to be with him.
But the isolation of being underground was too much for Marianne Wiggins. Her marriage with Rushdie ended.
Salman is being protected by the highest security of the British government, which doesn't have a revolving door. They don't say, oh, you want to stay for 6 months, and now you want to leave for 5 months, and now you want to come back. Absolutely not. I mean, the decision to lead separate lives is irrevocable.
Harper Perennial has republished Wiggins' short story collection, Bet They'll Miss Us When We're Gone, as well as her novel, John Dollar. In John Dollar, some shipwrecked English schoolgirls abandon their civilized veneer and eat from the body of a paralyzed sailor as the concept of religion breaks down.
They don't actually consume him. They're actually slicing bits of him off and eating little bits of him while reciting the Christian Eucharist ritual.
The Christian world did not put a bounty on the head of Marianne Wiggins for John Dollar as the Islam world did to Salman Rushdie for the satanic verses.
What I wanted to show was how quickly good, spun round just at a slightly skew angle, can become very deeply evil.
John Dollar by Marianne Wiggins has been compared to Lord of the Flies. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.